When it comes to ticks, people tend to think of the East Coast and Lyme disease, but we have ticks too, well into the Rocky Mountains. Ray Ellen Bichelle went out with a couple of tick scientists in Rocky Mountain National Park to check for bugs and the rare but nasty viruses they could be carrying.
Dan Salkeld estimates he's collected 6,000 or 7,000 ticks over his career, and he actually likes it. He's a disease ecologist at Colorado State University, and he came today dressed in a short-sleeve t-shirt and a baseball hat.
I've turned into tick cowboy. Nothing's going to go wrong with me.
His partner in tick hunting today is Alyssa Beck. She took a different tack.
She's bought a Tyvek suit because she's nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Beck says she's collected far too many ticks by accident, so she's zipping into a full-body plastic suit, the kind you'd get at Home Depot for painting a house. It even has a hood.
How ridiculous do I look already?
Like the marshmallow in Ghostbusters.
They pull out white flannel flags. That's what they'll use to entice the ticks out of the grass and bushes.
Okay, ready? Let's go this way.
They aren't so interested in the ticks themselves as they are in what might be hiding inside the bugs, specifically two viruses. One of them is called Colorado tick fever.
And apparently it's, like, horrendous.
The virus gives people fevers, chills, aches, and fatigue. There's no treatment.
But then it's, I think, self-curing, so you don't have chronic impacts later on.
But they're also looking for something much worse. It's called Powassan virus, and it's a nasty one currently hitting the Northeast and Midwest. Powassan can give people anything from a fever and headache to brain swelling, confusion, seizures, and even memory loss.
It can be fatal.
So is Powassan heading here? Turns out it's been here already.
It was found in 1960, but few people have looked ever since.
But now, Salkeld and Beck are on it. They're hiking through Ponderosa Pine Forest, dragging those white flannel flags across the ground.
I like to undulate as we go.
Like a frolicking deer.
Yeah, exactly.
We're about 8,000 feet up, with a backdrop of stunning mountains.
Nothing yet.
Nope.
Oh, no, that's just a regular bug.
About 15 minutes in, no ticks. And then finally, there it was.
And there's a tick.
Yes.
So now this one is going in a vial.
From there on out, it was pretty much ticks galore.
Another one.
Another one?
Yeah, we got two in one go. So, and there's a fourth.
Oh no, you've got one there.
What, are you? Yeah, oh my gosh, they're probably on me.
By the end of the day, Salkeld and Beck had nearly 100 ticks.
That's like a writhing ball
and
of ticks.
And that's a little, yeah, that's a little tick orgy.
Yep, that's what it looks like.
The tick orgy will eventually make its way to the lab bench of this scientist.
So I'm Alex Bias.
So you're officially the tick grinder and virus extractor.
That is my job today, yes.
On other days, Bias is a veterinarian. She's also working on a PhD studying West Nile virus. But today, it's ticks.
Here's some ticks.
Bias takes a Ziploc bag with vials of ticks out of the fridge. They look dead, but they aren't. Bias needs them alive to keep the potential viruses inside them fresh.
So they're all balled up because they're really cold. but once you take them out and bring them back up to room temperature, they'll get really active, which makes them sometimes kind of hard to pull out of the tubes. But
because they're like wiggling around?
They're crawling around. They crawl over each other. They like to grab onto the forceps. They can be surprisingly fast.
Bias will wrangle the reawakened ticks into little tubes with some liquid and a metal ball. Then she'll plop those into a machine that's somehow very appropriately called Retch.
They actually look kind of like coffee grounds.
Yeah, they do kind of look like coffee grounds, tick smithereens.
She'll take those smithereens and separate out the liquid, the part that might have viruses floating around inside, and then test for Colorado tick fever and Powassan virus. But she says you never know what else you might find.
Essentially, you're looking for things when you don't know exactly what's going to be in there. And that's how sometimes viruses that we don't even know about are discovered.
Bias and her colleagues should have answers by the end of the summer, but they'll keep collecting and checking in years to come because things are always changing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.